alone, I sing your belly, mananga. La kisanga kotambula, nabila zela na yo. Olo, na sengyo bele mananga, la kisanga kotambula, nabila nzela na yo. Naluki mayele ya mokilite, oh mayele ya bozwi pete, oh mayele ya nkolo. Naluki, oh mayele ya mokilite, mayele ya bozwi pete, se mayele ya nkolo. Na pesi mote mananga na nkolo, mayele nanga na nkolo, bebo moy nanga na nkolo. Na pesi oh, mote mananga na nkolo, molimo nanga na nkolo, bebo moy nanga na nkolo. Na pesi yo mote mananga na nkolo, mayele nanga na nkolo, bebo moy nanga na nkolo. Na pesi mote mananga na nkolo, mayele nanga na nkolo, bebo moy nanga na nkolo.
What is you thank him now?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to say thank you.
Give him all the praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to say thank you.
What more can I say? What is done for me?
Lord, I just want to say thank you.
What more can I say? What is done for me?
Lord, I just want to say thank you.
Won't you thank him now?
Thank you, Lord. 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 Lord, I just want to say thank you.
Give him all the praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to say thank you.
Give him all the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. let's give him the glory. You deserve the glory. Oh, the glory, Lord, and the honor. We give you the honor, Lord. Lord, we lift. Let's lift our hands and worship him, Lord.
Easter. That's a very good scripture to read for this day. Luke chapter 24. We start from verse 13. Luke 24 from verse 13. If you have your Bible ready with you. Let us read Luke 24 from verse 13. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, and which was from Jerusalem, about 80 furlong, and they talked together of all the things which happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together, and the reason, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were held that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one another? And as ye walk and are sad. And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and has not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And now the chief priests and our rulers deliver him to be condemned to death, and they have crucified him. But we trust that it has been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of the angels, which says that he was alive. And a certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fool and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophet have spoken, and ought not Christ to have suffered all these things, and enter unto his glory? And the beginning unto Moses and all the prophet, and he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the thing concerning himself, and they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as thought he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went on to enter with them. And it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, and he took the bread and blessed it, and broke and gave to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Let's all pray together. Let us bow our head. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, this morning we come with our heart full of joy to thank you for the work that was done 2,000 years ago, Father. For a resurrection morning, Father, that give us hope that this life didn't end here, Father. There's another life in the other world where we all desire, where Abraham, our great father, desire that city that God himself was the master builder, Father, that where our hope is, Father. We trust and believe that this morning you will be with us in the preaching of the word, Father. The same manner you break the word, Father, to the thy disciples, and they were able to see the time that we are living, they were living in, Father. We want you to do the same thing for us. We are not depending on man, we are depending on thee. We trust that this morning you will be with us and you will break the bread of life. Bless our brethren who are not here today, Father, all the saints that are away, that you shall be their portion, Father. Bless the pastor, Father, as you spoke this morning, Father. Let you be his portion, Father, and be our portion also here, Father. We trust and commit everything at thy hand in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You maybe have a seat. I think it's a really a great privilege to stand here before you. An Easter morning like this is our hope. Because the prophet said that Christianity is based on the death, burying, resurrection, and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is where our hope is. And before we could begin, I want just to give you a good definition of what the Bible is. And that definition doesn't come from me. It comes from the prophet himself. That as we go, you will understand the service very well. The prophet here, in the spoken word, event made clearly by prophecy. Even without telling the message reader, they knows that by reading the scripture in Luke, they know exactly where come the aspiration. They know which book did I read. Because there's an open book. If you read the book, you will know exactly where the revelation comes from. Now the prophet here, paragraph 14, and he says, now the Bible is a different book from all the sacred books. It's a different book from all the sacred books. And what is to make it different? The prophet tells us, the Bible is a different book. It is a book of prophecy, foretelling the future event. It's a book of prophecy that is foretelling the future event. That event that will happen in the future, the Bible is telling us. Otherwise, we can call it a watch. And the prophet tells us, he says, now it's also the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now the Bible is a book of prophecy that telling us the future event, and also is the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the Word, and the Bible is the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we will look at those two things, the prophecy and the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you bring story back from what we read in the book of Luke, you will understand these things very well if you put some background that for this prophecy, for this morning to be fulfilled like this, there was a prophecy that was prophesied about the coming of the Messiah, about the coming of a deliverer. Even Moses tell the Hebrew children that God will raise a prophet unto thee like me. Now that was the prophecy, but it wasn't yet fulfilled. It was many years before this prophecy could be fulfilled. If you go back to the chapter, to the seed chapter, Genesis, and see from Genesis chapter 3, we want to lay a background before we get to where we want to get. You see that there's a prophecy, this same prophecy was made years ago before even the Lord Jesus Christ could be born. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between the seed of the woman and between the seed of her, and between the seed of her seed, and they shall bruise thy head, and the thou shall bruise his heel. Now it's the promise, it's the Lord that is spoken here. It's a future promise, and it's something that must be fulfilled in the future. Once the Lord has spoken something, it can't return voice. It must fulfill the purpose by which the Lord has spoken. And now this prophecy, the prophet tells us that is nothing but the coming of a Savior. It's nothing but the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has to come and fulfill this scripture. Now when we see these things, when we read Luke 24 and see the condition of the disciple, it's something surprising. That all these things, even they could not even go back to Genesis, but the Lord Jesus Christ himself told them in Matthew. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 16 from verse 21. The Lord told them, and from that time forth began Jesus to show unto the disciple how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elder and the chief priest and the scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Now there, Jesus explained to them. But when the event now take place, it surprised them. It become like something new, like the things should not happen the way it happened. But we see that the same prophecy in Genesis chapter 3, that the Lord God himself, he prophesies that the seed of the woman will bruise his head. And we know that the prophet tells us that bruise the head means the atonement, the redemption, that is bruising the head, that the seed of the woman will do the atonement. And we know why Jesus has to come through woman, because the sin come this way, and the redemption also must come this way. Now, these things were there in the Bible. It was there for everybody, all the reader that were able to read the Bible. They could see the scripture. But the surprising things, if you go to Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 7, just for some people, they are new, just we're going to make it as a revival, revised before we get there. Now, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call him Emmanuel. Now, that is the same prophecy that the virgin shall conceive. And many years before that thing could happen, many people were looking, and many virgin, young girl in Israel, were looking to whom this prophecy will be made, to whom this prophecy will be fulfilled. Because it's a prophecy, it must be fulfilled. It's the Lord that spoke through Isaiah and tell him that a virgin shall conceive. And everybody was under expectation to see the scripture being fulfilled. And they watched it, all the ladies, maybe all them that read the book of Isaiah, wanted to be that great lady that the Lord will put confidence, that the Lord will trust with that great responsibility, that will be the one who will be able to help the Lord to achieve his plan, that the Lord will be able to see and say this lady is blessed because this scripture is being fulfilled inside of her life. But now we see that one day in Matthew chapter 1, let's go to Matthew chapter 1. For some people, sometimes they don't have the time to go through many scriptures. Let's take advantage today and read as many scriptures as we can. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when his mother Mary was exposed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now, before they come together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. Now, the scripture that Isaiah says that it will be fulfilled. A virgin shall conceive. Now it fulfilled here in the life of Mary. But something surprising, because even the Joseph himself, he knew that there is a prophecy. And that prophecy was right at the time that Joseph and Mary were living. It was at that time that the prophecy must be fulfilled. Because each time there's a prophecy, there's a word that must be fulfilled. And the prophet tells us that each age, the Lord has allotted a word to be fulfilled. And we see even the time of Noah, it was the time that the Lord must fulfill his promise that he told Noah to make the ark and the people should escape. Now, it was at that time, but many people that were living at that time, they were not able to see the things the way Noah saw it. They were not able to get under that aspiration to know which day they were living in and which message they expect to have at that time. Now Noah was moved by the Spirit of the Lord and he recognized his day and his message. And he knew exactly what time that he was living in and what he has to expect to come next. And the Lord gave him the promise. And he was resting upon that promise. Now we see the scripture here was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 1. And Mary conceived. But it was risky that even her marriage should be taken away. That she should divorce from Joseph because of that. And Joseph, that is supposed even to know the scripture. And he's supposed to know that, no. But the things that happened to my wife, it must be something to do with the scripture. It must be something that the Lord has foretold, that the scripture will be fulfilled. But the scripture says, if you continue to read on the next verse, it says that Joseph wanted to finish with Mary secretly because of the scripture being manifest. You see that the scripture was clearly manifested there. Mary was a virgin and she conceived without knowing any man. But when the scripture was fulfilled, many people could not understand it. And it brings even trouble to the life of Mary because the scripture is fulfilled to her life. Now, it's always been that way. If you accept the promise of God to be fulfilled in your age and you play a part on it, the things will not be easy. It will not be something popular because Mary, at that time, she wasn't popular anymore. Many false accusations, many people were speaking evil of her. They say, this lady, she's not fair. She committed adultery. She has a child inside of her womb. And yet they are not together with Joseph. Many things that come, she has to accept to bear the reproach in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. She must accept to lose the popularity and all these things for the promise to be fulfilled inside of her life. It wasn't something easy. It wasn't something that, humanly speaking, that she could bear it. It needs the help of God. That's why you can't serve God without God choosing you. Because Mary will not be able to stand. Maybe she lose all her friends because of the manifestation of the word of God inside of her life. It was not something light. You just read and say, Mary was blessed. But the things she went through, it wasn't something easy. Even from her own self husband. The husband give her a hard time because of what you believe. Because of the promise that is made of flesh
inside of your life. The husband that gave you a hard time. And the main time when we get to that condition, when we marry the wrong one, we marry from the world, we get to the same trouble. Because you want to see the promise of God, the word of God in your age manifest inside of your life. But the other partner, she doesn't believe or he doesn't believe. Things will be difficult. It's the same thing now. Mary believed that what happened to her wound is nothing but by the Holy Spirit. It's nothing but the promise that was foretold, the prophecy that was foretold, that must be now manifest inside of her life. But we thank God that she wasn't alone. There are also other group of the people that they could believe the same thing as her. And there was the people that could comfort her. Because even Elizabeth, she knew that Mary, she's bearing a son. And that son will be a deliverer. And something that could encourage her that you are not alone in the battle. There's other people also that are waiting for this promise. And the Lord has already opened their eyes to see that this woman, she's a virtuous woman. She's not a woman of a bad life. It's just the prophet, the prophecy of God being manifested inside of her life. It's something that is very good, but something that is powerful that you see God fulfilling his scriptures. And every scripture, all the word of God must be fulfilled. But there are times, Zechariah and everybody, Joseph, in those times, it was the promise for their time. What did they are looking? And to see a deliverer. Because Moses has spoken that God will send you a prophet unto me, like me. And all this scripture that is foretold there, Isaiah 53, and everything that is there, it was to be fulfilled at that day. And that was the promise of their time. And that was the prophecy of their time. Now all the event that was taking place, they were looking at them and to see the scripture being fulfilled. Some of the people that their eyes were open and they see this thing, it was very good. If you go to Luke chapter 2, we want to read it. Even when we come from verse 25, if you want to read it, you can read in your own. To save time, you want to be able to read it. In Luke chapter 2, verse 25, you read there. You will find that when people were coming with the babies now to be consecrated in the hand of the Lord, they come, Mary and Joseph. After Joseph quoting the understanding, the revelation that the scripture was fulfilled inside of Mary, there was nothing that Mary did wrong. Now, it was something that's very good. Sometimes you need to be patient with the people for them to quote the revelation. Because just coming once to church is not possible for someone to quote the revelation. Because Joseph didn't get it one day. The angel has to come and reveal the thing to Joseph himself. Now, it must be God that gives you the revelation. We can preach the word, but the revelation, the one who gives it, it must be God himself. Because to reveal Joseph that Mary wasn't guilty, it takes the angel of God. God to send the angel and to reveal it to Joseph. And the same thing as this message that we believe, for someone to get the revelation of it, is not our teaching. It has to be God himself to drop down the revelation to the heart of man and the woman, and they can be able to understand. Now when they get there, now we know Simeon and Hannah, they were at a day in the temple and worshiping. Now when they come with the baby, the Lord Jesus Christ, they were not surprised. They didn't guess. The Bible didn't say that they guessed and they went to another baby and tried to find who was the Messiah. And Simeon, when he see that they come with the baby, the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, let you servant depart in peace now. Because my eyes has seen the salvation. My eyes has seen the Messiah. Now I can depart in peace. Because the scripture that we were waiting for many years, more than 400 years, the scripture today is being fulfilled. Now the scripture is being fulfilled now. I already received the message of my time. I already recognize the day in which I'm living in. I'm not living in the day of Luther. I know that now I'm living in the day of the anointing of the eagle. Now I recognize it. It wasn't someone that would tell him, Simeon, you must confess now. No, it was God that dropped down the revelation into his life. And it always must be God. These things to do with the message, things to do with the Bible, it has to be God that dropped the revelation to you. And the same thing that happened with the disciple now. When they went now, they were on the road. And they start now complaining, thinking that things went wrong, that something is wrong. Why these things are happening now? It's like our hope is gone. Because this man is the very one that we were waiting, that he's supposed to come and deliver Israel. That he's supposed to come and save Israel. But look now, we can't see the man anymore. They were worrying there. And Jesus tell them, stop worrying, guys. What's happening? He pretend first like he didn't know anything. But he came now in the midst. And when he came, they were talking about him. And the prophet say, always when you talk about him, he come there. And if we talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, as we are talking about him this morning, and we are sure that he's with us. It's time when you speak about him, he must come on the scene. But if you speak about someone else, he will not come. But when you speak about him, he always come and vindicated it. Now he came now in their midst and start asking them questions. Why are you worrying? Stop worrying, guys. And say, you don't know what's happening. Are you a stranger here? You don't know what's happening in this life that we are living now. This moment that we are living, you don't know what's happening. The Roman people, they come now and crucify our master. They did horrible things. And these things, that's what's happening now. It's now disturbing us. But they forget to see the scripture. Let's go to Daniel chapter 9. That the scripture there must be fulfilled. All the prophecy, it has to be fulfilled. There was a scripture that says now, Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. Now, these people, they have everything that needed for them to see what was happening. Now, Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. And after 62 weeks shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself and the people of the press that shall come and shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end therefore shall be with a flood, and at the end of the war and desolation are determined. Now Daniel, he already prophesies that after 3.5 years of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah need to be cut off. Now the Messiah was cut off at a Good Friday. But the scripture, they have them there. They have everything that they needed to read and to see that there's nothing going wrong here. It's just the prophecy. That the event made clearly by prophecy. Just the fulfillment of the scripture. We should not worry of what's happening. Because the Bible, the scroll, is telling us everything that must happen. And we can see these things happening. It should not surprise us. It should not be something new to us. That this event must take place. These things must happen. Because God has spoken. And the word of God must be fulfilled. And the scripture was there plainly says, now we know that the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, it was 3.5 years. As normal, as the law of the Jew. The prophet told us that it's time before you could be able to start the service. You must reach the age of 30. And when Jesus came at the age of 30, and he did the ministry for 3.5 years, and we know that the other 3.5 years are remaining there, because that the Jew must be blind, and you and I could be grafted in. That you and I could be taken in now. That you and I could be able to receive the salvation. That according to Romans chapter 11, from verse 25 and 26, the scripture says there that they must be blind in a party. That you and I could have a chance that we could be saved. Now when these things was being fulfilled, and all these things, the people were looking and thinking like something strange. And they're looking and see that, why these things have to happen this way? This Roman now, they now kill this man. And the scripture, even you read Matthew chapter 27, for verse 25, and the declaration they made there, and all those Jews, they say the same thing. Because the scripture says that the Messiah will be cut off not for himself, but for his people. And he was cut off for his people. And now, in Matthew 27, verse 25, and then answer all the people and said, behold, be on us and on our children, that they release Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus and delivered him to be crucified. Now the scripture is fulfilled there. There's nothing unusually there. It's the scripture that is being fulfilled. That the scripture is fulfilled to the letter. And the things is being done according to the way it says. Now the people themselves, they claim. The people themselves, they say, let the prophecy of Daniel 9:26 be fulfilled inside of our life. That the Messiah should not die for himself. Because he has no sin. He's dying for our sin. That he say, let his blood be upon us. And the claim and the scripture was fulfilled. But the disciples, all them were there. But something wrong. They could not see these things. They were there when the things were happening. When everything happened, they were there. Even before they could get to that place where Jesus has to be crucified. Jesus told them everything. Jesus was telling them the way they has to go there. And the scribes and the rulers, they will deliver him. That the scripture should be fulfilled. But the amazing thing now, their eyes were dimmed. They get to a level where they can't see the scripture being fulfilled anymore. They confuse. They think, these things were taking place. Where is God here now? The things changed, you see. Our hope is gone now. And the lady went to the tomb. They didn't find him not there. But the scripture says there will be empty tomb one day in Jerusalem. Because God says that he will not suffer to see his little one, to see corruption. That he has to come out from there. And all the scripture that is foretold, it was completely being fulfilled. But this group of the people, this disciple, the two of them, they were murmuring. They were complaining of what happened. And he drew nigh unto them and to show them that what happened is not something new. But something is good that he started speaking to them. But they didn't understand. But the time now he break the bread. By the time now he reveal now the word. Because himself was the bread. The word of God now. And being a prophet. Because the revelation only come through a prophet. Now that they could not understand these things. He has to reveal unto them. And he started revealing them. And their eyes was open. You see, the things that are happening, it's happening with a purpose. There's nothing out of control here. Everything is under control. God is doing things according to his scriptures. God is fulfilling his prophecy. There's nothing to worry here. And sometimes things that happen to our life, we should not worry at all. Because God is under control of everything. God is under control of everything. Everything that the Lord has spoken for your life, it must be fulfilled. There's no enough devil in hell to stop the Lord fulfill his promise inside of your life and inside of my life. If the thing didn't yet work, it's not yet the time for the prophecy to be fulfilled. But if it's the time for the prophecy to be fulfilled, there was no enough devil that could help it to be fulfilled. It's not enough. Even Daniel, when he went to seek the Lord and to understand the book that he was reading, they tried the prince of Persia, tried to fight him. But finally, the answer came. Because there was no enough praise that could stop him getting the revelation. Because it was the time that the Lord wanted him to get it. The Lord sent the revelation and he received it. And the things were made clearly to him. Even when Moses was born, that the Hebrew children at that time, they were moved. In according to Exodus chapter 2, they were crying to see a deliverer. They were crying to see someone that would take them out of the bondage. But the Lord sent them Moses now. At that time, everything that they could do, that Moses, in a mysterious way, he was saved. And he was grown up now in Pharaoh's house. That the things to show you that there's nothing that can hinder the promise of God to be fulfilled. If God has spoken something, it must be fulfilled. And everything must be fulfilled. And at that time, things may look different. You may not understand why things are going this way. Why do you have to go through this hard way? Is God is silent? God is not silent. Everything is under control. It's just human eyes that seem to be like things are not under control. But in your life and my life, being predestinated by God himself, everything is under control. Everything is under control. In my life and your life, everything that we go through is under control. There's nothing out of control. God knows everything. God knows your life from the beginning at the end of it. And he knows everything that you will go through your life. It was predestinated by God himself. Because we believe in the predestination. That everything that will happen to your life and to my life, God knew it. And there's nothing surprising. But sometimes we try, when our eyes, our eagle eyes get dim, we try to worry. We try to say, why these things are happening this way? Why it's so hard now? Why the condition of the age that we are living is like this? But it's not out of control. It's that the scripture to be fulfilled. That every promise of God must be fulfilled. And Jesus revealed them, and their eyes were open. Now, that was the promise for their time. And in my time and your time, we have the promise that is for us. And it was very good, because it was the promise for all the humankind that we should receive the salvation. That Jesus has to go through what he went for us to receive the salvation. But in each age, God has a portion of the scripture that must be fulfilled. In the age of Luther, God has a portion of the scripture that has to be fulfilled there. And we look back even with John the Baptist. There was a portion of the scripture that John has to fulfill. According to Isaiah 40, that John must fulfill that portion of the scripture. Now, that scripture must be fulfilled. Now, the way it was written, it has to be fulfilled that way. No matter what, it must be fulfilled. And we see that scripture was fulfilled for John. And Jesus, when he went even through the Bible, the scripture that was pertained for himself, he was able to read them and says it's fulfilled today. Now, Jesus went, when he took the scroll, Isaiah 61, and Jesus read it in Luke chapter 4. The scripture tells us, when he read the scripture, he said, today, the scripture is being fulfilled. Because the scripture must be fulfilled the way it was written. And the prophet said it was exactly fulfilled the way the scripture says. And he didn't move to the other part of the scripture, because knowing that it wasn't yet time for that portion of the scripture to be fulfilled. It must be fulfilled at the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the scripture must be fulfilled to the letter. And that's why when I read these things and see the prophet, the way he gives the definition of the Bible, being the book of the prophecy, and foretell us the future event. When those future events happen now, the Bible becomes a new book. When those future events happen, you say, but these things are not surprising. The Bible foretold that these things must happen. The Bible foretold that all these things that we see at the moment is has to happen. Now, if we go to the scripture, like open Luke 17, to show you that all and each time there's a scripture now that must be fulfilled. There's a scripture that has to be fulfilled in the time of Jesus, and in our time too, there's a scripture that must be fulfilled. Now, we can't live in the glory of another age. We must live in our time. We must live with Jesus in the present tense. Now, the scripture has to be fulfilled in that way. Not that we leave the scripture that was fulfilled for Mary. It wasn't our scripture. It brought the salvation to our life, but it wasn't for us. The scripture should be fulfilled at that time of Simeon and Hannah and all these people. It's not to fulfill to this time, but the end time that we are living, there's a scripture also that must be fulfilled to this time that you and I are living. Those are our scripture. This is our day. And in our day, we have our message. And that's what you and I, we need to focus on it. Because those scripture there, it was good. It saved the human race. If the scripture was fulfilled, it's something that nobody could do it. John himself, he told us that nobody that was able to open the book. We know that there was no prophet was able to do the atonement, was able to do the redemption. It need the kinsman himself. It need God to take the form of man to save you and I. And the scripture was perfectly fulfilled there. And it saved you and it saved me. And that is salvation that you and I received. And it shows us now that there will be a resurrection one day. Because the seed that went to the ground, he coming back again with life. Now that it shows us that the sheaf offering now, it was waved before the people. And show that there will be a resurrection one day. And you and I, we believe that there is a resurrection one day. And now those scriptures have been fulfilled exactly the way it was there. But we want to bring it closer to our time. Because there is a portion of the scripture that must be fulfilled in our time. As much as the scripture was fulfilled in the time of Moses. And it was fulfilled in the time of Noah. In your time and my time, the scripture also must be fulfilled. And God has allotted that portion of the prophecy. That when the event are made clear now, we can see that the scripture is fulfilled. And God has to reveal himself these things to you and to me. Now, but when you read the book, you will be able to understand these things. And these things will be easy. It will be not something that confuses you. That to say, ah, Pastor, it's difficult. I can't understand anything. The reason you can't understand, because you are not reading the book. If you read the book and do the same like Daniel, when he read the book and didn't understand it, he went and prayer to ask the understanding of the book. Now, when he went and read the book, he said, ah, but this book seems mysterious to me. I can't understand it. And he went to seek God. God gave him the understanding. God gave the revelation. And everybody who will read the Bible, everybody who will read the message, and he asked the revelation from God, God will give the revelation. Because those are not things that we are manufacturing. No, it's the Bible that foretells us those events. Now, in the book of Luke, chapter 17, we start from 26. It says, now, as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be also in the day of the Son of Man. Now, there is a day of the Son of Man. And now, they did eat, they drank, they married wife, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came, and destroyed them all. And likewise also, as it was in the day of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought and they sold, they planted and they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. And even that shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Amen. Now there's another day here. There's another promise here. And that promise is for your time and my time. Amen. How do we say that this promise is for this time? Because we can see, we want to go through them to see what happened in the time of Noah. It's happening in our time. It's never happened in another age, but in this age that you and I are living. What happened in the time of Lot, it's happening in our time too. That's why we see that you and I are living at the time that the certain portion of the scripture of the Bible must be fulfilled. And those scriptures must be fulfilled. Because the prophet tell us that these things has to be fulfilled. Now the prophet tell us here, in the spoken word, providing his word. And the prophet say now, after 1900 years, with the church age past, and all the things that he prophesied of Luther, Wesley, and just went through, and see it draw out, and the moon come down, and draw it out, and the Lord draw it on the board he for us, and show it, and come down himself, and confirm it, and it to be right. And after 1900 years, and we are at the end of the Laodicea church age, he promised in Luke 17:13 that this Son of Man, he promised it, he will be revealed in the day like it was in Sodom. Now that day that you and I want to see the scripture in our time, that we must recognize the day and its message. The day that you are living in, not the day of Mary, because that prophecy was fulfilled there. It will not be fulfilled today. The prophecy that day, that a virgin should conceive, it was in time of Mary. And in your time, the Bible, being a book of a prophecy, it must be fulfilled to our time too. Now you have to understand these things, that there's a scripture for each age. The time of Moses, there's a scripture too. Now in our time, the scripture that you are looking, we are looking like Luke 17:30, that the scripture of our time. We are looking at Revelation chapter 10, Malachi chapter 4, that the scripture for your time and my time, that you want to see those scriptures being fulfilled inside of your life. Now those are the scripture that you and I are looking for it. And the prophet tells us that those are the scripture that need to be fulfilled. Did he do it? Now, does it have to come to pass? It is impossible. Now remember, he come in the three names: the Son of Man, a prophet; the Son of God, the Spirit; and the Son of David for the millennium. But in between these conjunctions, now according to his own word, in the day when the Son of Man shall be reveal himself, what? Not Son of God, not Son, but as the Son of Man, he will reveal himself in a different way. And the prophet say, what does it? It make Malachi 4. Now that's the day that you and I are living in. It's the day that the scripture of Malachi 4 must be fulfilled. Because Jesus Christ himself, he foretold us. These things, we go through them. Because to some people, it's just a revision. But to some people, it's new. That's why you have to take those things for the people to understand exactly the time that we are living in and what you are expecting. Because the prophet, there's a prophecy for each age. And your age and my age, it has its own message. The message of my age is not the message of the age of Luther. It's a different message. Now, for you to be able to overcome the condition that you are living in, you must see the scripture being fulfilled inside of your life. And now, Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4. From verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming and the great dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the father to the children, and the hearts of the children to their father. Let I come and smite smite the earth with a curse. Now we see that the prophet tells us that the scripture now, that it says there in Luke 13, that he must reveal himself as the Son of Man. He must reveal himself the way he did there, because the scripture tells us what had happened in the time of Sodom must happen in our time. But we see that in the time of Sodom, the sin of Sodom, it was a perversion of the nature. Homosexual and all these things, the sin get to a level where it's completely insanity. There was nothing good to see there. But at the same time, we saw that God visited a select group of the people and visited Abraham with his family. And the prophets tell us that the same thing now must happen in the time that you and I are living. Now, it was the things now that give Abraham the power of the body change. That it was the same visitation that you and I could look on the wall. And that the same things that give us the power of the body change. That the things that will make us to be able to translate. That those are the scriptures that you must read for your time. Those are the scriptures that you have to put so much effort on it. Because Isaiah 53, the scripture was fulfilled. I'm not against it. It is because of that you and I have the salvation. But it's not for this time. This time there is a scripture that you and I need for our personal walk with God. And those scriptures must be fulfilled. And now it says now in Revelation, our familiar scripture, we read it on Wednesday, that we go down there. In Revelation chapter 10, it says in verse 7, but in the day of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound the mystery of God, should be finished as he has declared to his servant, the prophet. Now the mystery of God should be finished. The mystery of God should be completely revealed. That's why we end there. That's why we put so much emphasis there, emphasizing there, that there's no another angel that will come. There's no another messenger that will come. It's the seventh one that will finish all the story. There's no eighth one that once he begins to sound now, the trumpet, all the mystery of God shall be finished now. That you and I, we will have everything that we need for us to be able to make for the rapture. That is our scripture. That is your scripture and my scripture. And those are the things that we want to see it now to be manifested in each of us' life. We want to see this scripture become really inside of our life. We want to see this scripture having impact inside of my life. I want to see that the seven seals, it has impact inside of my life. The seven thunders, the voice behind the scene, that has impact inside of my life. Those are the scripture that I'm looking. Those are the scripture that give you the power to overcome. Because it says that everything has to be finished. Now we see there why we read that scripture from Luke, to show you that there was an expectation at the time that those people were living there. They were living to see the scripture being fulfilled. And the scripture was fulfilled. When the scripture was fulfilled, their eyes was blind. They could not see that. They start now worrying. This world now, it's serious now. Everywhere, sin after sin. You can't even, during this summer, there's no way even where you can put your eyes. Friend, things has to be that way. For the prophecy must be fulfilled. The scripture must be fulfilled. It's the condition. We should not worry. You know, it's not good for a Christian life to live in the condition like that. But the scripture must be fulfilled. Because Jesus himself says that the things that happened in the time of Noah has to happen to our time. And the prophet tells that in that time of Noah, there was many people on the face of the earth. And as we're living in this time now, there's many people in the face of the earth. And the man's imagination was continually wrong and wrong. And we see the imagination of man today is the same things. The prophet say, if I go to someone's house, I will see exactly what is inside of the heart of the person. Without him telling me, because what he speak, he can speak something else, but what he act is exactly who he is or who she is. He said, when I go to someone's house and find a certain picture on the wall, maybe of Michael Jackson, I will know exactly what the spirit is inside of the person. When I will take someone's MP3 player and find what music is there, he tell you exactly what is the nature of the person. The prophet said that's how things happen. And when I go to someone's house and they find plenty newspaper, I know that this is exactly the spirit of politics that is inside of the life of the person. The prophet said that everything you will find there, exactly what it is there. What the person watch on the telly, you find exactly that what the spirit is inside of the person. You know, because you act, speak louder than you word. And it tell exactly the way someone dress. It will tell you exactly the spirit that is upon the person. And how do we know that these people outside, they are prostitutes? Because the way they dress, the prophet said the spirit of prostitution is upon them. That make them dress that way. That make them behave that way. And he tell us exactly the time that we are in now. We have to stop complaining of this age. Our brother is too much, it's too hard. We have to stop complaining. Everything is according to the word of God. The scripture must be fulfilled. You will not change anything. Even you can complain how long, many days you can complain. They will not stop dressing that way. They will not stop drinking. They will not stop doing what they are doing. They have to do it. The prophet said, if you want to see even the moral of the country, you must look on the billboard, see what they are putting there. And he said, look American now. What they are putting there on the billboard. Now it's everywhere. It's not American anymore. You go to Congo, you find the same thing. You come to Ireland, you find the same thing. Because they must all be moved by the spirit of the age. They must all moved by the same spirit. Because the scripture must be fulfilled. Everywhere, not all in America, not all in Congo, not all in Dublin. You find that they have the same spirit. And we find even they try to bring the things even to Africa because the scripture must be fulfilled. They start to bring them. Last time I was reading the newspaper, they tried to bring homosexual life into Uganda. And the Uganda president says, no, in worrying about homosexual, can't you just bull train, you know? There's a transport problem here. But he doesn't understand that these people, they will not do the transport problem. They have to fulfill the scripture. This is the scripture that was spoken and it has to be fulfilled. Now you have to understand, even you complain or not complain, the scripture must be fulfilled. In every angles, the scripture must be exactly being fulfilled. Now all those mystery now that was in the Bible, the mystery of the serpent seed, it has to be fulfilled. Now it must be revealed. And we know that it can only be revealed in our time. There was no time. There was no a messenger. There was no a reformator that came and reveal the serpent seed, you know. It wasn't for their time. It was for this time that you and I that are living, that those mysteries must be fulfilled. That's why it's so much you must recognize your day and its message. It's very important. You should not live in the time of Luther. It was good there or that time. But now it needs an eagle anointing. Because the prophet tells, even the nature itself, it tells us that the things have moved far. The science itself, it has moved far. They move for automobile. Now they move now. They are now sending rocket. It's astronaut age now. They are flying higher. But for you to get to that level now, spiritually speaking, God has put all those four beasts that in the time now of the anointing of the eagle, when the enemy shall come like a flood, as he came now, everywhere where you go, sin after sin. There's no country where you find that is better. Everywhere, all they become the same because they are all moved by the spirit of a prophecy. That this prophecy must be fulfilled. That the scripture has to be fulfilled. But we see that these things are happening perfectly the same. But you and I, what we need, when we see these things being fulfilled, it should push us now to go closer with God. It should push us now to have a consecrated life with God. Some of the unfoolish things, we should put them away. Those foolish things, we put them away. Now it's not time anymore to fight. Now is the time for us to consecrate our life. Because any time from now, we can go home. But the devil is a master of destruction. He wants to distract the people for little things that has no importance. That the people could not focus their eyes on the goal. But we want to focus our eyes on the goal. And our goal is that. To see everybody sitting in this church to go to the rapture. That is our desire. That everybody will be able to be raptured. We don't want to just come on to come and be a member of the church. And at that day, the person is disappointed. No, we want to be as much as possible that to pray for one another. That everybody that has put his foot here, even once, should be able to quote the revelation and go to the rapture. Should be able to understand these things. You see, it's now sometimes you have to be patient with the people. Because if Mary wasn't patient with Joseph, I think she could depart from the husband. But she was patient. Until when the angel came himself and revealed these things to Joseph. Now the revelation, as I say, it must be God himself revealing these things unto you. Now Jesus, the purpose of him calling his disciple, it wasn't just to tell them those, unveil those parables, you know. Now by the time we get to Matthew 28, we will see that now. You must go now and preach the word to all the nation of the world. For him revealing himself, for him showing himself, revealing himself in the power of the resurrection, after resurrected himself, and come back and show him to the disciple. It was with a purpose. He called them with a purpose. And remember when he called them, he said, I will make you a fisher of man. That the purpose, that him calling them, that the gospel should reach you and they should reach me. It needed a select group of the people. And those group of the people, that the time that they come to a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that these things should become a reality inside of their life, they has to do something. And we know when they did it, they went to the upper chamber there. And they shut themselves there for 10 days. And they shut themselves for everything of this world. They wanted to have a reality. They wanted to be the true witness. And the Holy Ghost come now and put the power upon them. And from that time on, they depart now and to go preach the gospel. That was the purpose of God called them. That was the purpose that God should use them as a vessel. And you and I, in this end time that you are living in, if God has trusted us with a powerful revelation like this, if God has given us this message of the hour, it must be with a purpose. God could not reveal these things to you and to me just for fun, no. If God reveal it to us, it must be with a purpose. And it must be with a sacred responsibility. Because there's many people that will delight to know these things, but God hid them, hid himself from them. As he says in Matthew chapter 13, he said to his disciple, he said, the disciple asked him, he said, Master, why you are speaking to them in a parable? He said, those things were hidden from them. I revealed them unto you with a purpose, because I choose you, because you are predestinated to people. And I have a confidence in you that you will be able to do the work. Don't look at your own failure. It's me that choose you. It's me that call you. And I will equip you with everything that you needed for you to do the job. And when God called a man, the prophet tell us that God give the man everything that the man need to do the job. When God call you and I to be his witness at the end of time, God equip us with everything that we need to do the job. God equip us with everything that we need. Now, these things now, we have to do the same way that they do. Let's read now. Revelation chapter 10, from verse 8. And see that now, God himself, Revelation 1, 2, 3, we know exactly, the prophet tell us, it's a mighty angel, and the prophet says, in Sa, is this the sign of the end of time? He said, this mighty angel, he wasn't the earthly angel. It was an angel that came from heaven. And that angel that come and reveal him these things, we know that is nothing but the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the prophet tell us, you go search, in Sa is this the sign of the end time. We won't read the spoken word, but you go find it there. The prophet tell us, he said, that angel that come, he was an earthly angel. And we see that when we look at Christ on the sun, Saint Martin, we know that it was exactly what the prophet was reading here. And the prophet tell us it's nothing, but it was that one. And that the man that commissioned the prophet, that the man that commissioned the prophet to do the job is the angel of the Lord. It's the angel of the covenant. And the angel of the covenant is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And he revealed these things unto him. He revealed everything now. And he came with an open book. Because according to Revelation chapter 5, John was crying that the book that was in the hand of God, nobody was finding worthy to open even look at the book. But you find that the mighty angel was able to look at the book. The same lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world was able to look at the book and open it. And when he opened the book now, he came with the book and give the seventh messenger. And give the seventh messenger, everything is revealed today. But the next verse now, it's your portion and it's my portion. Now, from verse 8, and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me. Now, it's John speaking. And the prophet just said, John represents you and I. Now, that the same angel now that revealed these things to the seventh messenger, he must reveal those things to yourself and to myself. Amen. And he has to do it. There's no way where you can get to revelation, a second-hand revelation, no. It must be God that reveal it to you. Now, and it says, now, the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. Go take the book. That open a book. The book is open now. The Bible become a new book to you and I. Go take this book that is open, because the angel has already opened it. And they say, now, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it. Take the book and eat it. Not to take the book and keep it on the shelf. No, take the book and eat it. Because once you eat the book, you will become the book yourself. Amen. I say, take the book and eat the book. Once you eat the book, you become the book yourself. And they say, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. But it has to do something in our digestion. It has to change something inside of our belly. Everything has to change, spiritually speaking. Our spiritual appetite, when you read the book changes your spiritual appetite. It changes. If you used to like the world, once you eat the book, you don't like the world anymore. It changes inside, sweet in the mouth. The book is sweet. The mouth, our ears, spiritually speaking. The book is sweet there. But once the book gets there, it's not easy. You should not think that when the book gets there, it has to fight the devil. You can't expect the book to get there and everything will be okay, no. There's some forces now that need to be fighted. There's some separation that the book will make. The book will bring some separation there. And it's the book. And he says, now, and I took the little book out of the angel and the hand that set up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had ate it, it in my belly was bitter. And it's exactly what the angel told him. It will do better in the belly. But it did the same thing. Why it did so? For his own good. And he said, now, verse 11. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people and the nation and the tongues and the kings. And eat the book and thou must prophesy again. Now, thou must prophesy again. Not a different message. But the same message that the seventh angel received is the same message that you have to tell the people. Amen. Do not add anything. Do not go to the left or to the right. Stay with that message and prophesy again the same way that it was given to the seventh angel. Now, once you become the book, sometimes the prophet says something in the spoken word, ashamed of him. The prophet, he says, sometimes why the people are ashamed of something? Maybe they don't know it. They never eat the book in a way that the book will become a reality inside of their life. They never sit down with the message and the message become a personal revelation to them. That's why it's difficult that they should tell the people, even that their message believe. It's difficult for them to witness the message. Why? Because they live a true life. The life of the message is different and their own life is different. It doesn't match when the book is not your life. When the word is not made flesh inside of your life, you can't witness of it. Mary was able to witness because that word, that prophecy become flesh inside of her life. That Jesus that was spoken, the Messiah Emmanuel, that has to come now and to redeem Israel. Now he become flesh inside of Mary. Mary was no shame to confess it. Because the people even could see that she's pregnant. And which child she's carrying there. And she's calling Emmanuel, God among the people. She was not ashamed. She was not ashamed to confess of what child she has. Because something became a reality inside of him. Now, if this message never become a reality, you always be ashamed to prophesy it. You will not be able to tell the people about it. Because the people may read it. And they will look at your life. But you say, but this person is telling us his life. He said that he's a witness of these things. But these things, it's different from his own life. There's something different. Things are not the same. Why now the things is different? It means that the person didn't eat the book the way the person need to eat the book. The person just eat the book in surface. And the book never changed something inside of the life. Because once these things change it, it reflects in your life. And it reflects in my life. Once we become the book, it's not us speaking, but the book speaking. Because Paul says now that you become a written epistle of the living God. And our life now can't speak anymore. It will be the life of the Lamb, the life of the book that will be able to speak. It's to be the life of the message of the hour that will be able to speak inside of your life and inside of my life. There's one scripture I like a lot in Exodus 34, I think so. That when Moses went to the mountain, when Moses went there and spent time with the pillar of fire, spend time with God, when once Moses came out of the mountain, the Hebrew children could not look at Moses. They say, Moses, you must value first. Because he was reflecting the life of the pillar of fire. Now, the place you spend the time, it can exactly tell inside of your life. If you spend time in the things of God, it will be reflected inside of your life. If you spend time in the world, you don't need someone to ask you, where have you been all these days? Because your life can tell us that this person is spending too much time. By you talking, by you acting, we can see that the person is not spending time with the message. Because if someone spends time with the message, you will see the message inside of the life of the person. When Moses spent time in the mountain, we were able to see, the Hebrew children were able to see Moses reflecting the light of the pillar of fire. They were able to see, but this face of Moses is different now. It's not Moses that we used to see. We can see that it's reflecting the pillar of fire. We can see that the life of the gospel is made of flesh in the life of this man, Moses. And it tells us exactly where he come from. He's coming from the mountain. Because once you go there to the mountain and meet with the pillar of fire, you can't remain the same. Something has to happen. It's the same thing happened in the life of the disciple. When they went to the upper chamber there, once they come out from that upper chamber, something special happened inside of their life. People will see. They are speaking different tongue. It's not our tongue that they are speaking. And the people could see that there is something happening inside of these people's life. The people will witness. You don't need even to tell the people. The people at work, people at college, once you become the book, once you have all eaten the book and the book become flesh inside of your life, you don't need to tell the people. The people will see that she used to dress different before. She's not dressing that way anymore. We can see that there's something happen inside of her life. But when these things are not devoted, they are not matching together, there's something wrong somewhere. Because if you read the book, as the pastor says on Wednesday, there's no need for someone to tell you, do not put the trousers. Because the scripture is clearly there in the Bible. You read the Bible, you have no need. The prophet says, the scripture says that the Bible is not of a private interpretation. Amen. Not of a private interpretation. God interpreted himself his own word. Because when he said the virgin shall conceive, the virgin surely conceived. Now there's no need of someone to tell you. But the problem that we struggle sometimes and find the things difficult. Why they preach about these things? Because we don't give enough time to read the book. If you read the book and the book become your life, you will see that everything we preach it is in the book. Everything that we preach it is in the message or is in the Bible. There's nothing that is out there. But we see that it has to be God that reveal himself unto you. That the same way he did, he break the bread of life. That was the word of God. A type of the word of God. He break out to them and their eyes was open. As we standing now, we want to go to a prayer that the Lord should be able to break now the bread to us. That he should give us the revelation that we should recognize the day and its message. And what it needs for us to be able to become the overcome is nothing but the message of the hour. But for you to see it, it has to be God to reveal it to you. Let's all stand now and sing a few songs. Then we enter to a time of prayer. It's a good time of the year to speak to himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Savior of your life, that he can reveal himself in a special way to your life. The same way that he broke the bread to his disciples and they revealed these things and they saw the things clearly. If you ask him, you take advantage of the opportunity that he speak to him in a quiet way that, Lord, I want you to reveal this thing to me. I want this thing to become a reality, a part of my life. Amen. He will do the same thing. Amen. Let now sing a few songs, then we'll all enter to a time of prayer.
Come out, come in, come out. come and drink of this wine. You will never thirst again. No, the Spirit and the Bride say, come, come out, come in, come out. Back. Come and drink of this wine. We will never thirst again. Never, never. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Ye that at the deep, ye that at the deep, let him hear what the Spirit. Bride say come, the Spirit and the Bride say come, come Church of God, the Spirit and the Bride say come, cause you have chosen El Hopa. Portion of heaven, oh, he's waiting for you. So what you desire, oh, that was a prophecy. Was a prophecy. To the great messenger, is what we produce. What is we produce? The great victory in the love divine. Oh, I will walk this path. That
has many, many, many trials. His path has many trials, many, many pains and many battles. The enemy,
God is Holy Spirit.
Oh, His Holy Spirit will lead us
to perfect love.
Oh, there is not much time remaining.
There is not much time remaining.
Not much time remaining to. This far,
oh, we can already hear the chariot.
We can hear the chariots of Babilawa
coming to me.
Oh, I will walk this far.
Dieu bien-aimé Père, prends soin et contrôle de toutes choses. Manifeste-toi.
Let's bow our head. If anybody has any prayer request, just lift up your hand to the Lord. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, once again, at the end of this service, Father, we want to say thank you. Because your presence was among us, Father. There's nowhere where we can say that we were alone, Father. We can confess and witness like those two disciples that was on the road of Emmaus, that the heavenly God was among us, Father. That's what is matter, Father. Number has nothing to do, but your presence, that's what is matter for us. And we thank you because you accepted this morning to come and commune with us, Father. As we want to depart from this place, Father, we believe that we are full by the preaching of your word and by your Holy Spirit, Father. Father, shape us and lead us, Father, to all the green pasturage, Father, that we continually be able to drink from the rock that was provided for Hebrew children, Father. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You never change, and you are the I am, Father. If there's any hidden request now, Father, we want to bring them unto thy hand, Father. We know that in the Old Testament, it was the priest that used to bring the request to your presence, Father. But now we know that the veil of the temple was rent, Father. Everybody is free to come with a request and bring it before thy presence, Father. As your Bible says that you made us all the priests and the kings, Father. And we all together, by unifying my faith, the faith of my brethren and sister in this place, Father, we want to bring our request at thy hand, Father, that you shall grant to us according to thy desire, Father. Bless every soul that is present here, Father, that you should be our portion, Father, that this spoken word, this message of the hour, become a reality inside of our life, Father. This message of the hour, Father, become our daily bread, Father. That each time when we wake up with it, Father. That we meditate it day and night, Father. That these things will produce, Father, according to its kind, Father. That these things will produce the life of Christ inside of our life, Father. That is our desire, Father. Pardon our shortcoming, Father. Pardon our mistake, Father. Pardon everything that was done according to the flesh, Father. We want you to forgive us, Father. And we know that there was an empty tomb, Father, in Jerusalem a morning like this, Father. And we believe that you, God, that was resurrected today, you are resurrected once again inside of our life, Father. Oh, Father, your mercy is new every morning, Father. And we thank you for this morning also. Your mercy was new to us, Father. We want also to remember our pastor who is away at thy hand, that you shall bless him, Father. Where he is there, Father, in England, Father, that you shall be his portion, Father, and shall be the portion of the saints that are there, that you shall bless them, Father, that they shall receive something, Father, and that you shall reveal yourself inside of their life, Father. Men can cheat, Father, but the revelation only come from thee, Father. That why we ask you that you shall reveal yourself to each of us, heart, Father. As we want to depart from this place, the enemy has many arrows to shoot against us, Father. But we want to depart from this place well prepared, well equipped with thy word, Father. Knowing that the one who is in us is more than the one who is in the world, Father. We trust, Father, that you always lead us, Father, to the next service, Father, that will bring us back here on Wednesday for the prayer meeting, Father, with full strength, Father. That we will be able to lift up our voice unto thee, and we will be able to worship you, and we will be able to praise thee and speak to thee, Father. And you shall speak to us in return, Father. Bless all the officers in the church, Father. We thank you for a powerful song of worship this morning, Father. Bless everything, the word that was preached, Father. Bless it, Father. Let you present it in the way that a man could not present it, Father. Let you minister to inside of the heart of thy people, Father, the things you know that is needed there. We bring everything at thy hand. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let's sing a few songs, then we dismiss. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Every hour, you are faithful, oh Lord. Every day, every hour, you are faithful, oh Lord. Every day, every hour, you are faithful, oh Lord.
Every day.